I'm gonna take my shoes off.
Yeah, good. I'm wearing my hiking boots because it was rainy and I just wanted to clomp about.
It's horrible out there. Are you comfy?
Actually, I might take
this. Yeah, join the No Shoe Club.
Why not?
It's so nice. Like, it feels free.
Oh, it does. It feels like I'm in a lounge now.
You got some good traction on your LinkedIn post.
I did, didn't I?
Have they listened?
Yeah, I've had people who've actually listened.
Yay.
So they said it was good.
Oh, good. Yeah. Celebrity.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you free for a quick chat? Hello and welcome to HR You OK, Hun? The podcast dedicated to the stupid, disgusting and weird world of work. Through the eyes of the Ned Flanders of the office.
Yes.
HR.
Idly, idly.
Diddly, diddly. Policy, wallacy. Stupid. Each episode, we'll be sharing the most horrendous work stories, spreading the latest gossip and answering your HR conundrums. Today, in our final episode of the series... Oh my god. We'll be hearing more tales of workplace woe, including a mum joke gone too far, more illicit affairs, and an update on Papergate.
Oh yes.
I'm Lizzie Boyd, and joining me today, like Alan Partridge, he's bounced back.
Oh.
It's Jamie from HR.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Oh, good to be back.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm doing brilliantly. How are you, Lizzie?
Thriving in this world.
Yeah, thriving.
Oh my god. Am I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be fine.
Are you okay, hon?
Yes, I am going to be knocking back Strepsils and wine today because I've been having a cough like everybody in the country, it seems.
Yeah.
Have you had a cough?
Well, let me tell you. I've had the 100-day cough.
Oh, God. Yeah.
But obviously, fine.
Beautiful.
A beacon of throat health.
Strepsils and wine.
Yeah.
Like I said.
Gorgeous. The housewife's remedy.
I'm pretty sure that, like, red wine is medicinal, so...
Oh, no, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. Well, speaking of wines...
Yes.
We've got... How would you describe gin and tonic? See-through? We've got see-through or white.
Wow. We really are the HR department, aren't we? Don't we push it out there with colour? I'll go for white, please. Got any beige? Anything beige drinks?
I actually do have
a
beige.
I did actually have coffee.
Yeah, that's very beige. Yes, I do have a white, and it is a Verdejo Gobeum.
But
it says Gobeum organic. Sure. It's organic and vegan, and it's a product of Spain.
Oh, lovely.
So, I don't know why. This isn't a wine podcast. Although, I would be up for a wine
sponsor. We're the official podcast of Gobeum, right?
Right. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Egg Paltrow. Is it an egg that she has?
What? No, she's got vagina candles, isn't it? Is that Gwyneth Paltrow?
She does have... Yeah. She does have that.
Goop.
Goop, yeah. And they have, like, jade eggs that, like, to shove up your fanny.
Oh.
Or, like, rose quartz. Or I don't know. I have to check. Let me just check what I got. That is lovely sound.
It doesn't look like there's much in there.
It doesn't, does it?
Is it just because it's wide? It smells like it could be very expensive. It also could be grape juice. I mean, it is grape juice, but...
What if it's just schlur in a fancy bottle?
Yeah, with some vodka added.
God, I wonder what that's like.
Schlur
vodka.
Vodka
and schlur. Probably really bloody delicious.
Well, if they've already made it taste nice without alcohol and then you just add it...
Yeah. Mm. One for the pregnant women, maybe.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Not the clink that... These are good cups that they do.
Not good for clinking. Mm. If you were in a stationery cupboard and secretly drinking with a colleague, they'd be really good.
Oh my god, yeah, perfect. Okay, so that's an HR recommended.
Yeah, and no longer will you get caught out for people hearing your wine glasses chinking as you get drunk in the stationery cupboard.
That's so clever. God.
We pretty much are in the stationery cupboard, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh my god, last week I accidentally turned off the server. I went to plug in the printer. As soon as I switched it, I realised what had happened. I turned it straight back on and I was like, maybe it's fine. And Nick came in.
Did you just disconnect everyone's?
Yeah.
Oh god.
It took like 10 minutes for it to all get back online. He's like, you've just cost us thousands of pounds. I was like, whatever.
I'm worth it.
I've got a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
What's the wildest thing you've ever been asked as an HR person?
I was asked in an interview, like a job interview once, mm-hmm. and I was like, have you got any questions for me? You know, at the end, like you do. And he was like, can you tell me why did you do your job? I was like, do you mean working here? He's like, no, in HR. And they were interviewing for like a programmer job. Like, it wasn't anything to do with HR.
What the hell?
Yeah, I was not prepared to answer questions, but I did because I was like, that's only fair.
I would have told him, shove off.
Shove off. I'm interviewing you, not the other way around.
Yeah, you bitch. Goodness.
Mm.
On the flip side, this is a really hard question.
Yeah.
How about as a human person, real? A real human person?
I feel like I understand the question.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I'm going to have to have a think.
I'm asking these questions here, but I don't know the answer myself.
Oh, God, I can't think.
I can't think either. I can never think. fell off my chair. Okay, I'll just secure myself better.
Three sips into this organic wine and you're already falling
off
chair.
Yeah, off my face. Okay, let's get going, shall we? Mm. Thank you once again to everyone who sent in their workplace tales, rumours and HR questions. And as always, if you'd like to get in touch, please send us an email at HRUOKHun@gmail.com. You can DM us on Instagram, or you can find our super secret Google form for extra anonymity. Okay. This story is called Mum's the Word. This is a story of freak luck, as I probably should have got into actual trouble for this, but I'll take the win on it and make it clear now that no one got hurt.
Okay, good. I'm excited.
Yeah. I have a bit of a reputation at work for being a wind up.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
I enjoy making people laugh and smile. I'm rolling my eyes, yeah, but I am the class clown.
Yeah, it's loud.
Yeah. during a social Teams call, one particular colleague let slip that her mum had been single for a long time and keeps asking her for dating advice. My mum would not be asking for dating advice. Condoms didn't work for me in the 80s, darling. They won't work for you. after some gentle inquiries about her mum, things escalated. And eventually it turned into my colleague egging me on to publicly declare my love for her mum.
Okay.
Fine.
Sure.
I refused to show embarrassment and went along with the joke, much to the confusion of the rest of the team. Things continued to escalate, and it got to the point where my manager gave me a heartfelt speech during a one-to-one about how lovely my wife seems and how I should be faithful, etc.
Oh, God.
Get out. I very quickly explained how it's a joke being instigated by the colleague and that I share everything with my wife, including the stories of public declarations of love.
Oh.
Okay. Please tell me you call yourself mummy or daddy at work.
I think I have called myself daddy once.
Wow.
Yes.
In a work capacity? Or...
Yeah. Obviously not appropriate, but the person that I was saying it to
come to
loved
daddy.
It.
I call myself daddy quite a lot. So.
Yeah.
I have got big dad energy. I'll tell you, I love...
But I feel like you're talking like lovable dad. I'm talking about like, yes, daddy.
Oh God, yeah, I'm not cool enough for that. I don't own enough leather for that. I love that. Yeah. How did it go?
Yeah, it went well, I think. I think I was like, I was inhabiting some kind of leather daddy kind of style thing. But also in an HR capacity.
Yeah, I mean, the two can complete.
I feel like if you've got a leather daddy, you might feel quite safe. Yeah. They're powerful, but...
Yeah, sometimes too powerful. Very freaky.
I feel like maybe that's what I was trying to manifest.
I love that.
You know, some kind of powerful sexual energy. To dominate people in the office.
I think that's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
You should put that on your LinkedIn. HR consultant and leather daddy.
Leather daddy.
HR daddy. Brilliant. Yeah. Okay. Love that.
Mm.
I've got a question.
You're going to be
here.
HR mummy.
Yeah. Ugh, no thanks. I'm too young
mommy.
To have kids. Jamie, have you ever had a crush on your friend's parents?
No. I don't think so. Hmm. I did have a crush on the caramel bunny when I was a little boy. Does that count? She's...
Sure.
I just don't think any of them have been that.
Fair play. I have.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Mr. Rodzik. To take the joke further, I ended up buying her a present. You can't go wrong with dairy milk. For this colleague's mum.
Wait, so I'm confused. Where's the mum? Is she in the office?
No. She's just like the mum of
an imaginary mum somewhere.
Yeah.
Of like, assuming everyone has a mum.
Yeah, well.
Which, biologically.
Check your privilege. Well, yeah. Someone at some point had.
A womb has been involved somehow.
A biological mother. Yeah. Yeah, so it's the colleague's mum who doesn't work there, but she's now become, like, I guess, a celebrity, I suppose. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. My wife helped me wrap it. As if I wasn't already poking a stick enough at our company's HR overlords, the story went one step further. This colleague asked me to do something work-related for her and promised to set me up with her mum if I did it. I completed the task. Admittedly, it was literally my job, but decided it'd be funny to hold her to this promise and constantly bring up the date at every opportunity.
No.
It's too much, isn't it?
It's to the point where people are like, are you serious?
Eventually, HR asked for a quick chat.
Yeah, okay, good.
I showed them the team's message. They ended up going back to my manager basically saying, it's not cool this is happening, but technically, it's a written agreement. And a running joke, so we can't really do anything about it and nobody's getting hurt. I am so lucky.
Yeah.
Listen, shit will get off the pan. Go on a date with her or move on, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like, she's just sold her mum to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
What a boss. Oh my God, idea. It'd be hard to get Yvonne to do anything that I asked her to.
Is that your mum? Yvonne. Lovely name.
What? Lovely name. Bad attitude. Okay, this next story is called Operation Flush Gordon. I was working in marketing, agency side. Once, my team was so far behind completing a QBR. What the fuck is that?
Quarterly Business Review?
Oh my God.
Maybe.
You're so clever.
That's one of those things that people say and you just have to make up in your head what it is.
Yeah. Quality bread roll.
Quantum bit udder.
Yeah. We were so far behind, in fact, that we couldn't complete it all before we presented it to them.
Oh, no.
Even with a long train ride up to the client's office. Oh, as the account manager, I volunteered to find a solution. Oh,
uh-oh.
God. Everyone just be looking at you like, what should we do? Probably just fake our own deaths, guys.
Yeah. I'm that person that's like, don't worry, I'll come up with something. And then everyone else is like, cool, bye, I'm going home now. And you're like,
Oh, right. Sure. Okay.
Great.
So as the account manager, I volunteered to find a solution.
Yeah.
Which was to head into the client's office, go to the toilet and complete the deck, including performance calculations, projections, while the client gave the rest of the team a tour of their rather historical building.
Oh my God.
That's the plan.
Didn't you say they had a train journey?
Yeah.
Why would you leave it until the toilet?
The plan was to use the toilet. Poop deck.
Yes. Good.
I headed into the meeting and it all went to plan.
Woo.
We even got some positive feedback. There's no clever punchline to this story, just that I discovered a new height of stress and working under pressure I thought wasn't possible before that experience.
Oh, yes. Do you think that you were going for poop whilst they did it?
I hope so. You probably would be shitting yourself, wouldn't you?
Be like, I do need to also go to the toilet,
actually,
so I will...
Let's kill two birds with one stone here. That would be awful. Or what if they were like, oh, no, like, you should come on the tour too. We'll wait. And then they're all like, she's taking a long time. And is she okay? Is that normal pooing, Mark?
Mark, does she normally go in?
Yeah. Maybe I'll do some more work on the toilet.
Yeah.
Final story.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called Zoom Stalker.
Lovely.
It's not juicy. I just made me laugh. I was delivering a pretty standard training session over Zoom to multiple people. FYI, it was a household name brand that you might find at any supermarket. Not relevant to the story, but...
Curious.
Now I'm curious.
Yeah.
I gave the training session and handed it over to my colleague to wrap everything up. But I'd forgotten that I was still screen sharing, which meant that everybody saw me search for one of the people in the group on LinkedIn.
Oh, no.
Thinking about it still makes my toes curl. So embarrassing.
Oh,
I said that is embarrassing.
God.
That is so cringe. Especially if it was like someone who was really hot. And you're
At least you were just doing them on LinkedIn. It wasn't like
Googling their name.
Topless.
Jamie Trentham topless. Loads of results on there, but daddy.
HR daddy.
HR daddy topless. God, that is embarrassing. Have you had a screen share issue?
No, I have typed my password into the all company Slack channel. And
was it Rosé123?
Yeah, Rosé123, exactly. The IT guy was very kind and had admin privileges and like just went in and deleted it for me.
I IT. Didn't find out until,
yeah.
IT.
IT. Love them.
Love them.
Bloody love them.
I bloody love them. They are good.
I didn't even change my password after.
This is going to say a lot about me. I'm worried. There's some scratches on the like edge of the thing there.
Yeah.
And I just quickly looked up and thought that it said anus. So that's Freud me this.
Freudian thing.
Anus.
Speaking of Freudian thing, on a previous episode, you were talking about how you always think about death.
Yeah.
I always think about death.
Oh my God.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm always like, what if I just died right here? What if I got hit by... And if a bus or a lorry goes really close and like the road's a bit of a tilt, I'm like, what if it tips over? And I'm like, I would dive under the thing. And then
oh
I would
gosh,
just... Yeah, I do this as well. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank God for that.
You're not mad.
Oh.
To be honest, I am actually quite good in a crisis.
Really?
Like, if something happens, I'm normally quite calm about it. Maybe it's because I'm like...
We've been through the scenario.
Yeah.
Tenfold.
Yeah, exactly.
God, that is really reassuring. I want to know.
Either that or, like, we should both be worried.
Okay. Oh, have you got any gigs coming up?
We might be doing those at Hoogly.
In town. Oh, lovely. 25th of April at Hoogly.
Yeah.
In Brighton.
Yeah.
Come and see...
No, this was not...
Come and see Jamie and Lizzie.
No. Oh, yeah, we could do a duet. Do you want
to... Oh, my God, I'd love that. What should we do?
Still the one...
Oh my God, have you got any gossip? I'm actually just like, oh my God, it's outrageous. What the actual F? Okay, so now we're going to move on to gossip. So apparently, Martin in sales always goes for a poo or he sits on the toilet for a long time at 10 a.m. every day.
Oh.
Not sure if it's gossip, but it's an observation, and maybe there's more to this.
I know lots of people who have taken great pleasure not going for a poo until they get to work and feeling the pleasure of being paid to poo.
Oh my God, actually, that's brilliant.
Maybe he's one of those.
Paid to poo.
Yeah.
PTP. or, like, don't be jealous because he's regular as clockwork, yeah?
God, yeah. Imagine.
That's a digestive system that I'm...
the dream.
...pretty jealous of. I bet he goes a couple of times a day as well. Maybe up to three.
There's nothing really happening at 10 o'clock in the morning, is there?
No. If we are talking conspiracy theories,
Yeah. Maybe
he's watching his favourite show.
Well, what's on at 10 o'clock in the morning? Have you ever watched the adverts in between daytime TV?
Oh, yeah.
It's like cremations, give to charity in your will. It's honestly just a parade of death and misery. Yeah.
Gary is a goat.
Yeah.
He's been abandoned in his country.
Exactly.
Poor Gary.
Poor Gary.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's watching. Maybe that's what he's watching on the toilet.
Yeah.
He's got some kink for misery adverts.
Yeah. Fair enough. We're not here to kink shame.
No, exactly.
Okay, next bit of gossip. I saw our MD out in Brighton holding hands with our CMO at the weekend. They are not together.
Oh, I think maybe they are.
Oh, I think they are.
Oh, holding hands.
I know, that's really nice. That could be so much worse. Holding, you know, arses. They are together.
Oh my God, they need to be more discreet. If they work in Brighton.
Yeah.
And all of their employees live in Brighton.
Oh no, like, of course. Yes, everyone lives here. So yeah, I mean.
The CEO and the CMO.
That's lovely.
Which CEO isn't involved in this? Like
the CFOMO. The FOMO.
Yes.
But maybe they are.
Who knows?
They could be a very inclusive workplace.
Well, exactly. The whole management team is in like a
yes.
Polygamous. No, is it? No.
Polyamorous. Polyamorous. Yeah. Cool.
Ooh, management
yeah,
team.
That's progressive orgs. Love that. Thanks very much for the gossip.
Love it.
Now we have some confessions.
Oh, yes.
Sit down, my child, and all will be forgiven. Probably.
Depending on what you say.
Yeah. Confessions have been coming in thick and fast.
Yes, I feel like we got the first confession on our one.
Yeah, and yeah.
Obviously, people like being shamed for
their confessions. They like being shamed. Honestly, I'm actually going to do an Instagram thing where you can put your confessions as well. And it's funny you mentioned the confession we got. I don't know if you caught up with a couple of episodes ago,
yeah,
Emily.
Yeah, listening avidly, of course.
Oh, great. Well, you'll know that someone said they think it was them.
Yeah.
And then we asked...
And what was their reason? Did they... What they said it was like...
They enjoyed the thrill or something, and they like, and it was fancy.
Yeah.
And they said that it came in a paper wrapping, so which led us
to
believe that it was
Who Gives a Crap. Yeah.
Right. The person who originally wrote in...
Oh, my God.
...has written in again, and they can confirm that it is, in fact,
no.
Who Gives a Crap
oh,
toilet paper.
Oh, my God. It's
we might have cracked
here.
The pun. The, we've cracked it.
You know the identities of the people.
No.
Oh,
I don't.
Wait, it's the anonymous one.
Anonymous form.
Oh, my God.
I know.
So we know that they're both listening.
Yeah.
Can we, like, engineer some kind of...
Oh, my God.
There should be, like, a thing where, you know, like, when people meet up for a date and, like, I'll be wearing a red rose in my lapel.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, please. I'm invested in this story.
Yeah.
So, yes, I mean, we've cracked it.
I feel like maybe it might be the start of, like, maybe they'll end up in, like, a long marriage. You know, this is how we met.
This is a meet cute.
You.
It's meet cute.
Yeah.
Well, he was a toilet paper thief. I was a goody two shoes reporter.
I was a toilet paper policeman.
Yeah. I was policing the levels of toilet paper. And we came together on a podcast. Love that.
Mm. I knew someone who stole some shoes from a shop once because the security tag fell off. They said they went in to try them on and the security tag fell off and then they just walked out with them. I was like, why would you do that? Like, I don't know. They just did it. Just did it.
They were overcome with like.
Maybe that's what
criminal...
happened. Maybe they went to the toilet and a toilet roll like fell into the handbag and they're like, I could just stand up and walk out.
Yeah. I will admit, I mean, I don't know what the statute of limitations is on this, but self checkout.
Well, yes.
Oh, I have. Yeah, sure.
I have scanned.
I've engineered.
I once scanned a red onion and put it through as a brown onion.
You basically stole like 5p.
Yeah.
Mine's usually a bakery item. I scanned a thing, put it in, and then the person came over and I was just like, I don't know. And then they just don't give a shit. So they just put their number in and walk off.
Give her a bakery action.
Yeah. Whatever. Don't arrest me, please.
Yes.
And there's more.
Oh, there's more. Okay, good.
Separate person, but we've sparked a bit of a thing.
Yeah.
I used to steal toilet paper from my old work. It was the big blue kind.
Yeah.
I also used to steal tea bags from the giant multi-packs. That's
oh,
it.
God, yeah. Fair.
Forgive or not forgive.
For the toilet rolls, I'm so invested in this story.
Yeah.
I kind of love it. It's still stealing.
Sure.
Don't go crazy with it.
No.
At the moment, it's kind of cute.
Don't let it be an entry level job.
Don't become a kleptomaniac.
Yeah.
Or anything. What was the other thing that they stole? Not toilet rolls.
Big tea bags.
Oh, tea bags.
Tea bags. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. Just don't go stealing, like, you know, a monitor.
Oh, it's like people doing printing at work. I feel like that's the only work that printers get is people printing off like boarding passes.
Yeah. Exactly. Because who's
or, like,
printer?
Tickets.
Yeah, like pictures for a quiz.
Song lyrics.
Erotic novels.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. And getting the occasional duck sucked in.
Yeah. Or off. Okay, last confession. My grandma didn't die. I went to a daytime rave. Your grandma will be turning in her
chair.
Could
you still alive?
She'd be turning in her rave.
Yeah. I used to work in recruitment, and the amount of people that were like, oh, I've had someone die, that I just got so cynical with it that they'd be like, oh, I've had a relative die, and be like, okay, can you start tomorrow instead?
Yeah.
I didn't even.
Okay, don't give a fuck.
It's like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah. And tell it to the judge.
You've got to keep a track, though. You can't just keep on saying it.
How many grandmas can you have?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure I had someone who had multiple of the same person die on Mondays that they didn't want to come into work.
On Mondays, our grandmas die.
Have like a little family tree. Just start crossing them off.
Deceased.
It's like your holiday allowance. You've had your quota of
grandparents,
unfortunately.
And step-grandparents do not count.
Yeah.
You can get half a day max. For that. Okay. Jamie,
yes.
Of all of our stories and gossip from today, who's your HR soul of the week?
Oh, the toilet people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the toilet roll paper.
Yeah.
The toilet paper roll people. I can't say it.
Oh, my God. Pepe.
Go on, which order? I can't even work out which.
Do you remember the shoe people?
No. Yes, no. I don't think I do.
It was a cartoon in the 90s.
Yeah.
It was a load of shoes.
Okay.
They were alive. And for most of my childhood, I didn't understand why there was a sausage hanging out with all of these shoes. It was a ballet pump. It's a ballet pump. It's not a sausage.
I do love that you're just like, okay, I'm confused, but sure.
Confused, but I will accept. Yeah, paper people.
Everyone's got that friend in their group. Is the sausage.
Who's the sausage?
And if you can't see the sausage, it's probably you.
Yeah. Be a sausage in a room full of shoes. Okay. Yeah, I love that. Me too, actually. I just want more Papergate stuff. More toilet paper drama. Paper goss.
Yeah.
Newspaper. No, that's totally normal. Okay, so now we move on to the final section of the episode, Advice Corner.
Oh, yes.
If you have a workplace conundrum or question and you want a couple of idiot HR people to give you advice, write in. And a note, even if we don't read out your question on the pod, we'll do our best to get back to you or point you in the right direction. And we begin.
Mm.
Question number one. Just found out I'm pregnant. Congratulations.
Congrats.
I've got an interview next week. Should I tell them?
Oh, I'd say no.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing wrong with you not saying.
Yeah.
Also, if you found out you're pregnant last week, you might not be far enough along. Yeah. That you
might not want to tell some random strangers.
And... yeah. But even if you were, whatever, into the, like, safe zone.
Yeah.
So I have the same thing. I'm a gay man.
What?
Surprise.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise. I feel like every week there's, like, a silly moment. Anyway, I wouldn't want to work for a place that wasn't okay with it, but I would like to tell them on my own terms. So yeah. I'd like to make the choice rather than them make the choice, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you might interview with someone who does get swayed by the idea that someone might leave soon after pregnancy, but I probably just wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
And I'd say afterwards... and I've had this as an HR person, people who joined and have then got in the job and said, I'm pregnant. And they're so racked with guilt. And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally a maternity policy. The thing that you might want to work out is if you're going to get paid or not. Because
that's a good point.
But you could look at the dates. And if you're not going to get paid, then that might be something that you could ask them when you join.
Yeah.
Because some companies will give you that extra money.
Oh, totally.
We've done that before where... the person that hasn't qualified, but
it's
like,
so worth
sure.
It. Yeah.
What do you
think,
Lizzie? That's me.
No, I would agree. Like, I wish that we lived in a world where you could be happy and say, I'm pregnant in an interview, but it's in your own time. And to be honest, it's none of their business until if and when you get that job.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I feel like there's not much chance of it going in your favour. Like, I don't think there's many people who'd be like, oh, cool. I think we're going to hire you because you're pregnant. But there is a chance that someone could be like, oh, I'm going to go with the person who's not pregnant because...
yeah, sadly, that is the reality.
People are small-minded, unfortunately, sometimes.
So just hang on. See how you get on in the interview. Like, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. And don't feel guilty.
No.
Like, honestly, don't.
Please, no.
Yeah.
If you get the job, then they're in a really good position to fill your boots while you're on maternity leave because they've just interviewed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, like, great.
That's a lovely way to think about it.
Yeah. They'll be like, oh, fine. We've killed two birds with one stone. No. Not that analogy, but, like, you get the idea. And call us if you want any more advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of terms for maternity leave. So just like,
go to the gov.uk website. It's really good at explaining it.
Yes, exactly. Okay, question number two.
Yes,
final question for today.
Yes.
My colleague keeps bitching about people to me and it's getting really annoying. At first I was enjoying a bit of gossip, but it's every day now and it's too much. I've tried reducing my responses to nodding or saying things like, oh, right, I hadn't noticed. But it doesn't put her off. I'm worried that others will think I'm friends with her and therefore a bitch.
No. Oh, dear.
Oh, you've got yourself into a bit of a situation there by entertaining it.
I think sometimes you do find yourself in, like, the orbit of negative people.
Yeah.
And what have I done? I think I've just, whenever they start talking negatively, just excuse myself.
Mm.
Or say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm working on something.
Yeah. And oh, would you mind if we...
yeah.
Don't.
Not talk.
Do you mind if I never talk to you again?
Shush, shush, shush. I just then spend more time with positive people.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes people just get themselves into, like, a funk.
Yeah.
And there's that saying, misery likes company.
They're obviously not a very happy person.
Yeah.
Cut her a bit of slack in that she's probably, like, not a happy person. But it doesn't mean that you should also engage in it.
Mm.
So, like, try and excuse yourself, hit back with positivity and be like, oh, you know, I actually think this or I actually think that. And then if that doesn't work, then I would say, I just don't find these conversations very nice.
Yeah. I think I've maybe said before when I found myself in that situation, like, I enjoy chatting, but all of the negativity is getting me down a bit. So
can we talk about
more positive things?
Yeah.
And just like
trying to not be a bitch.
I want to surround myself with positive things. Wait, isn't that Destiny's Child? If I surround myself with positive things,
exactly.
Listen to Destiny's Child, Survivor, and that will give you all of the advice.
Oh my gosh,
that's the conversation.
Yeah.
Just say those words.
Wear camouflage prints.
Cargo pants, yeah.
And then sort of maybe sure, over the weekend, maybe make up a dance routine, whatever. Like, you don't have to. But...
You could just do the hand movements, just like a little flare with your hand across your...
Yeah. I think that's a really good idea. And then just, yeah, tell it to her straight. I'm a survivor. I'm not going to give up. So, yeah, or leave.
Leave the company. Just quit and never
leave
come
and
back.
Move house. Yeah. Which is also, yeah.
It's also an option. I feel like we've got some good advice there.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. If you have any more questions, please get in touch. And that's it.
Yeah. Wait, this is the final episode of our current little run, right?
Oh God, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say thank you, Lizzie, for uncovering all of this wonderful gossip. Everyone's going to be on tenterhooks wondering what's happening with this toilet paper thing.
I know. Me too. Don't stop writing in just because we're having a rest.
Yeah.
Keep them coming in and keep us up to date with Papergate.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much to everyone who's written in. It's been nasty.
It's been hellish.
It's been hellish, but really juicy and so fun. Please like, share and subscribe, of course.
Share with your friends.
And we'll be back in a few weeks with more fast food for your ears. We're just going to give our lives a little rest.
Yeah.
So.
Lizzie needs to do a tour of the Sussex Vineyard.
I do,
to stock up next
year. Yeah. I need to stock up my wine collection again. What else do I need to say? Yeah. If you have something you'd like to report to HR, yeah, please get in touch at hruokhun@gmail.com. Drop us a DM on Instagram or get in touch via our anonymous form. And keep an eye on the socials, because we'll be back soon and I will tell you exactly when that's going to be. But for now, it's the end of the series and a goodbye.
Are you free for a quick chat?